This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Bonus healing time at the International Association for Colon Therapists. I was, obviously busy doing radio, talking to folks, and I got one of my friends here pulls on me, tugs on me. He goes, "You got to hear this guy who just spoke. You've got to meet him. You've got to meet him." I'm like, "Who?" I mean, I don't hear that every day, you know, when somebody says, "You've got to meet somebody." And you know I'm going to be speaking at the International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, later in July. And she says, "Yeah, this guy had a near-death experience. He died, went to heaven, and came back, and now he's doing all this extraordinary work." I said, "Well, what's he doing at IACT? I got to find out about this guy." And I met him. He's awesome already, just from talking with him before we got on the air. Tommy Rosa. I say it like that, but you probably say Rosa.
I say Rosa, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Rosa.
I have a lot of friends that go, "Tommy Rosa."
Rosa. Yeah, no, awesome. And you sound like New Yorker?
I'm from the Bronx, yeah.
From the Bronx. My dad was from Brooklyn. He lived in Far Rockaway. I was born at NYU, so I'm an honorary New Yorker by birth. We got out of there, and I went to the Florida thing, like a lot of New Yorkers at the time. Then I came to Atlanta, got southernized for many years. So anyway, quite a journey. I've had an NDE. I haven't talked about it much on the air. I'm kind of saving the story till I go to the IANS for folks. But you've written a book, in fact, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, with another person I've interviewed a number of times over the years, Stephen Sinatra, medical doctor Stephen Sinatra. So he actually treated my uncle, who was a medical doctor in Connecticut, when he was dying from cancer, after he had given up on chemo because it nearly killed him.
Uh-huh.
And Stephen came in to help him a little bit before he ultimately passed because it was just too brutal what had happened. But I think it's a nice connection here that you know Stephen as well. So, Tommy, I'm honored to meet you.
Well, honor's all mine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh, what an exciting thing. Now, you are a guy that was not like a doctor or a healthcare person or anything when this death experience happened. What were you doing in life before this NDE occurrence?
Well, the funny thing about it was I was just a plumber. I was working on people's pipes, sewage treatment plants, and water supplies. And now what I do is I can look inside the body and see what's going on with the plumbing of the body.
The internal pipes. I mean, here we are at the, colon therapist, right? Thinking about that. What was it that brought you, like, the invite? Did they know about you somehow? Were you a member already? I mean, you're not a colon hydrotherapist, technically.
No. Well, it's so interesting. 4 years ago, one of my clients called me up and said, "You have to go speak to this colon hydrotherapist group." And I said, "Well, my book's not out yet. I'd like to go do it when the book comes out."
Mm-hmm.
So I have an introduction to a person named Kathy. And she calls me up and says, "Well, I'll have Beverly call you and talk to you about it." And a year and a half went by. The book came out, and I never could find her number. So what happens is I get this dentist in Arizona, who's a bioenergetic dentist, Dr. Michael Margolis,
mm-hmm.
and his sister is a colon hydrotherapist. And she calls me up after he introduces me
mm-hmm.
and finds out that Beverly is her best friend. So you see how God works?
Yes, it's beautiful.
If it's supposed to be a connection, it
right.
will be a connection. And that's what we have to understand about
well, connection. You know, and all of the folks that I've interviewed that have had NDEs, right, these near-death experiences, they all talk about these connections. They talk about it all being about love, divine love. I mean, that seems to be a common thing. Even if their experiences are a little different, what they described, they saw or felt, they come back and they have this renewed value, the sense of a value in life and the value of all life. And, you know, you're coming in and you're from a plumber. You have an NDE. You come back and you find that you have a gift or gifts. I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe it?
Well, I believe it's multiple gifts. And I believe everyone that has a near-death experience receives some kind of gift. And that's why it happens to medical doctors, happens to ordinary people, because being an ordinary person, I'm the everyday guy. So he gave me this beautiful gift so I can talk to everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
And some doctors have near-death experience, so the medical profession can see about near-death experiences. So they understand. Now, Dr. Sinatra was really interested in this subject because he's seen many people die and come back when he was working as a medical doctor.
Yeah, in the cardiovascular field, you see a lot of people that will die and
mm-hmm.
can come back
because
yeah.
of
heart attacks, different things.
Shocking them back to life or different things. So when that happens, he understood about it. He had some good ones and bad ones.
Right.
And then how he met me was he was at a conference one day doing a talk on earthing, and my wife said, "Tommy, we're going to go and see him. We'll meet him. You read his book." And she told me, as an intuitive, we're going to become great friends. And I said, "He's in Connecticut. I'm in Florida. How's that going to happen? But if God wants it, it'll happen." So she says to me, "I want to pack this serapeptase." And I said, "You know, we have all these supplements. I don't want to take supplements for 2 days. I'm going away. I'll take a break from them." She didn't listen to me, of course. I have to listen to the woman of my life.
Yes.
And she takes the serapeptase. And as we get to see Dr. Sinatra, he's around 100 people around him. And all of a sudden, he screams out, "Does anyone have any serapeptase?" And I said, "Okay, now I know God wants to have a connection with this man for some reason."
Yes.
So I walk over to him. He says, "You know, I got to ask you this question. Out of 100 people at this conference and all these vendors, you're the only woman with serapeptase. What's that about?" So I says, "Well, I do energetic healing work a little bit here and there, and I know about serapeptase. It helps to break down microbes and the bacteria." I said, "Oh, by the way, you have a really bad pain in your hip, and you got a staph infection there." He says, "How do you know that?" "Because I've been thinking about that." I said, "Well, Spirit told me." He said, "Well, I got to talk to you." He says, so next day we met, had dinner.
Yes.
And that's how the friendship started.
Well, to Stephen Sinatra's credit as an MD, he's remained open when many others have been shut down to the voice of Spirit.
Yep.
And that's not typical of the medical profession because it's very focused on mechanics, mm-hmm. chemistry, right? Molecular reductionism, right? We can all be, we're all just a bunch of chemicals. But if you have an NDE, you know we are so far beyond chemistry, it's ridiculous.
The science is just out the window, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Going to a place that we never can see here with the vibration changes, how the beauty is there. You saw the beautiful place.
Yes.
How the flowers vibrate with love. Mm. How the trees vibrate with love. The air vibrates with love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a peaceful feeling and a place that you don't want to leave.
Yeah. It's palpable and it's just... Sometimes I say it's so real, it's unreal. Because you're just like, are you prepared for that kind of reality? I mean, it makes this place pale by comparison, yet we come back and we value it more. Why is that, you think? That it's like the other side is so awesome. You come back, but you value this place even more while you're here.
Because you realize that you came back for a reason. And what's the reason? I came back for a reason to help educate people that we don't die, that we live forever, our soul never dies. And why not make this heaven on earth instead of making it a hell? I mean...
Well, you know, you're the title, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, right, is the book. What's the website, by the way, for all our listeners?
Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, book.com. And you can order the book on there. And also, we're giving away a free meditation CD with tips and tools about health. When you log on and put the receipt number into that.
So healthrevelationsfromheavenandearth.com or
book.com.
Healthrevelationsfromheavenandearthbook.com. And then you can get the book and you can get a free, you said meditative.
Free 10-minute meditation CD.
Okay.
Or MP3 download and also some health tips.
Beautiful. Well, coming back from the other side to this point, how do you regain your balance? Because I haven't found people that had a difficulty necessarily, but it's more or less interacting with folks that don't relate to you anymore. Because you were one guy, Tommy Rosa, one guy, and now you're Tommy Rosa. Who is this guy I used to know, right?
What's so funny is that all my friends can't really associate with me anymore. All my old past relationships,
right,
are all ended because the vibration of my body is different. They don't know me as new Tommy.
Right. So was there anybody that went along for the ride that loved you just no matter what, Tommy?
Or
was
just maybe one person.
Yeah.
Even my own family looked at me different.
Sure, sure.
They couldn't understand that this is Tommy. I mean, he's so different now.
Right. It's amazing. Now, thankfully, you had that deeper connection to the ultimate love, so you don't spin into depression because people say, I don't want to lose my friends, right? It's not that you did, but you gained so much. And I feel that at a certain point, some of these folks will come back around and go, you know what? I didn't understand then, but something happened. Now I understand. And they come back and embrace it one day.
That's interesting, too, because when I first got this gift, it was like a really big burden to really understand that you have to be positive every day. You can't be negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so beautiful in heaven that I wanted to go back. So I was doing self-sabotaging to go back.
Right.
And I couldn't go back because God wouldn't let me go back. And that's how I got involved with Dr. Sinatra, when I read his book about healing my heart. I mean, I was supposed to get a heart transplant, and I didn't need it after working with the stuff I do. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Stephen's been great for a lot of folks. He's helped so many, and I'm so glad you're connected together in this way. But also beyond that, now we finally connected. I'm really thrilled and excited to get to know you some more as well and share some of these stories of healing. I guess the question is, you know, people learn by stories, right? Because you can teach all about the mechanics of the circulatory system and be a cardiologist. Okay, that's one thing. And it takes a lot, you know, but I think we're so connected to source, if we open up to it again, that we can go well beyond those educational institutions, because I went to a high-level educational institute and I had to unlearn much of what they taught me in order to learn what I know as a homeopath, as an energy healer. You know, it's kind of, it's not that I speak ill of education, but I think it's indoctrination, when it becomes indoctrination as opposed to education. Does that make sense?
Yes. What was so amazing is that I never had a college education. But meanwhile, now I can sit with medical doctors and go over exactly what's causing the illness.
Yes.
I mean, I might not know the medical term, but I can tell you what toxin is causing the medical problem.
Right, right.
And that's what we have to learn. We have to go after the cause of the symptom. Mm-hmm. By treating the symptom's still going to be there.
Yeah.
Why mask it? Let's find out what's causing it.
Sure.
Is it a metal toxicity?
Good point.
Is it mercury?
Could you stick around? We've got to
yes,
take
sir.
A break.
Oh,
having a great time with Tommy Rosa, his book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, also with Stephen Sinatra. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscoutbell.com. We'll be back with more powerful healing and great stories from the other side and back with Tommy Rosa.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Tommy Rosa is here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show from IACT, and it's some NDE stuff. Tommy, you're not planning to be because you have to be elsewhere for the IANS conference, but if they don't know about you yet, I'm going to let them know about you because you need to be there next year.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Let me get you hooked in here a little tighter then. But the overwhelming sense of love and peace that I felt on the other side, again, I will share, folks. I know you're anxious to hear the story, but I want to do that at IANS first just a courtesy to them because I've never spoken about it, you know, on the show. I've veiled references to it, but I'll share the story, and we can talk about it off the air. But afterwards, I will share the story and what happened. Maybe if you have a moment, I know it's in the book. I don't want to spoil the book for everybody, but what can you feel comfortable sharing about that? How it happened? How did you die and come back? And then what was the opening that said, oh my gosh, I can do something I couldn't do before, right?
So really interesting. One night I went to get myself a loaf of bread at the corner store, and I had to cross the street to get it. And that evening, I would unwind from work before it closed, like 8, 9 o'clock at night. And I crossed the street, and I got hit by a car with no lights on at 40 miles an hour.
So you got tatered.
Yeah.
We call that in the South. We call it getting tatered. Wow.
And I also was got knocked 30-something feet, almost 40 feet.
Uh-huh.
And I was dead when the ambulance got there.
So you were...
So they shocked me back to life.
Right out of your body.
Right out of it.
Oh.
Shocked back to life, and then I was in a coma for over 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
And during that time, I went through this beautiful tunnel of white light,
mm-hmm.
going face first, and feeling all this unconditional love, and the smell of frankincense oils, and a persistent om sound, which was very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of my journey, I'm in this room, I look up on my back looking up, and I can't move a muscle. I'm just totally paralyzed. And I wasn't even afraid. And minutes later, I stood up, and I looked down on the ground, and I'm hovering. And that was pretty weird because, I mean, you don't hover, you walk, right?
Yes.
So I said, oh, there's something going on that's really different here. I look in the distance, and I see this beautiful white ball of light coming at me. And it turns out to be a man with a beautiful white robe, beautiful brown hair, wavy long, mm-hmm. with a beautiful three-week-old beard, and a halo. And I'm not going to tell you who he is because I want you to get the surprise like I had because
sure.
I never asked who he was till the end because
okay.
I didn't want to lose the moment of
sure.
all that great feelings
mm-hmm.
and emotions coming of love.
Yeah.
So I says, this guy's going to say something to me any minute, and he talks to me telepathically and says, hello, Tommy. I said, oh, my God, this guy knows my name.
Oh, man. Am I in trouble?
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
So I says, why am I here? And he says to me, here to learn about life, love, and health. And I says to him, why me? And he says, why not you? And what I believe is that now, that everyone that has a near-death experience, if they ask that question, they'll get the same answer. Why not you? Because... you wouldn't be in that situation if you weren't supposed to get the information.
But we have all these old tapes saying we're not worthy. Honestly, isn't that just why me? That's like why what have I done? You know, I'm not like you know you paint your picture of who you think is worthy, right? And the message is you're worthy. You're as worthy as anybody.
That's right.
Right. And that's like we don't get that kind of reinforcement here mostly. I mean, it happens, but for the most part, we're denigrated, we're put down. You're not worthwhile. It becomes the Wayne's World. We're not worthy, right? But seriously, when we have that, and so we look at that, we won't accept the gifts of love, of light, right? Because we think we're not, and I believe we've become our own block, right? It isn't somebody else blocking it for us.
No,
we're like standing in our own way.
So here he is now, and he says, "Let's go on a journey." And the first thing we do is. He telepaths me with a beautiful white light. In 2 seconds, I'm in the middle of the ocean with him. And I'm treading water, and he's standing up. I'm saying, oh, this is a beautiful place. I'm admiring how beautiful the water is and
mm-hmm.
all the coral reefs and all the fish.
Yes.
And I turn to ask him a question. He's gone. I said, oh, my God, the guy just got here with me. He left. I'm by myself already. So I look in the distance, and I see what looks like great white sharks are coming at me. And I thought they were boats at first. And I kept saying to myself, well, I'm taking the boat. Because I remember that story when I was a kid, that the guy dies, goes to heaven, and God says, hey, silly, I sent you the boat. Said, but it wasn't
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, silly, I sent the boat.
I sent the boat.
So I'm there waiting for the boat to come, and it wasn't boats, it was great white sharks.
Oh, boy.
Now I start panicking. And in my head, he says to me, remember, have no fear. And being from the Bronx, I had a little smart-ass answer. And I said to him, easy for you to say, you're not even here.
Wait a second. All right, Tommy's in the middle of the ocean. He thinks boats are coming for him. Sharks are coming for him. Don't panic. Don't fear. What's going to happen next? We're going to find out on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links up to Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth Book.com. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I feel like this is turned into a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we do a story like this, I can talk for days with you, and I think we'll never run out of cool stories to share and the revelations that come through. And I think for me, it's so empowering not only for me, but I feel how it resonates out there. It's like, whoa, wait a sec. That's just Tommy from the Bronx, man. If he can have that experience, maybe I can too. We get that concept of worthiness, right?
Yes.
And again, laughter, a lot of humor. We can self-deprecate a lot easier. We don't take ourselves as seriously, perhaps, right? So, yeah, so I was Tommy from the Bronx, right?
One of the revelations that I learned is that each and every one of us are all connected to each other and to God. And we just have an illusion that we're connected, but we really are. Mm-hmm. And what are really important is that your thought and my thought, if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to affect you to have a bad day. Because you're right next to me. Mm-hmm. We're in the same room. And it just keeps aggravating the same situation more and more, because the more negative you put out, the more negative it happens.
But does this change, like, you know, you described a scene on the other side. You're in the ocean. You think boats are coming for you. I'm going to take that boat, and it turns out to be a shark. And they're saying, don't fear it. Like, what? Don't fear something that could eat me? How do we translate that into, let's not have a bad day here, you know?
So what I did was I translated all that fear into the love I felt. And the love let the sharks go away. And then my spiritual guide comes on top of me and says, listen, you passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you're afraid of in life, you will attract it to yourself.
Whatever you're afraid of in life, you will attract to yourself.
Wow. Whatever it may be. Yeah. If it has to do with not having financial freedom, not having a loved one, having good health, whatever that fear is, it's going to be coming to you, attracted to you.
Why do you think the fear is so powerful relative to love, even though we know love is more powerful? It's like we seem to go, well, maybe fear is easier. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, fear is really just lack of faith. When you have faith that there's a higher power involved in your life, then you're going to feel much more comfortable without everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't fear anything anymore. Because what can I do? Die? I did that already.
Yeah, I was like, what have you
what
got left,
right?
Yeah.
So once you've done that, and you know that you don't die, that part of your life is fixed. And that makes your body vibrate a lot higher, because you have no fear that way.
I've heard it said, too, that the fear of death is really the fear of living. Do you think that's accurate? Or?
Well, I think the fear of death also comes from that you're afraid to leave your loved ones by themselves.
Sure.
So then you have that fear of doing that too.
Right.
But, I mean, now I think about that now because I got married and I have a beautiful wife. But before that, I wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
But now you think about that.
But then we also have to have faith that if something happened to us, that they would also be in the arms of God too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. A good friend of mine who connected me with the IANS conference, Ann Archer, and Archer Butcher, she wrote a book called Inner Guidance, and she shared stories that are just your jaw drops. Like, she was out in the ocean, and literally shark, I mean the physical ocean off of Jekyll Island, Georgia, I think it was.
Oh yeah.
And sharks were coming to get her, and then dolphins, a pod of dolphins swam up and started bumping her to shore, carrying her to shore. These are the kind of stories that she, not one, all throughout her life. And, you know, I gain inspiration from it. I know some people say, well, that's just her. And I think your message, as is hers, is like, no, everybody can tap into this.
Oh, yeah.
You can be open to this.
I'm not any special than you are. I'm just like you, and you're like me. But we have to understand something. We have the power to put ourselves in a situation to understand that God loves us unconditionally. No matter what we say, think, and do. We beat ourselves up too much. We put ourselves down. There's no reason to do that. Understand that God loves you no matter what you do. So have that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And other things that I've realized with people I've been working with is that everyone dwells on their mistakes. And what I learned in heaven is that there are no mistakes. They're only life lessons to educate us to get to a higher vibration or a higher divine self. We have to go through these learning sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, even divorce, even friendships, they all come into our lives to help us grow. And that's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. But when you take that mistake concept out, there's also the concept of sin and you know, being condemned because you've done something horrible, right? And it's enough that others would do that. But I think, as I said before, we're often our worst enemy in that regard because we won't let it go. And then we won't let other people let it go. Right?
Yes.
Because we're not letting it go. You know, they could try to move on and you're like, no, I'm holding on to this thing. So this is really, you know, the message. And I see it and I hear it and repeat it. But you come in and have this experience. And we know that not everybody believes that it was real. But you're not depending upon them to believe your experience was real, are you?
No, I just have to tell you what my experience was.
Yeah.
It's what I felt, heard, and learned.
Right.
And there's no way around it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm having a great time with you, Tommy. Now, you also love baseball.
Yes.
Right? I grew up on baseball. My dad was a Yankees fan. He would tell me about all the heroes of the 20th century. He would go to the field and actually see and all of that. And you got to now consult quietly
in the baseball realm. Yeah.
I mean, we won't have to say names of it, but it's because of your experiences that suddenly people are opening up to other realms of healing possibility.
Yes.
This is very cool.
And also, having a positive attitude on a team will bring positive results to the outcome of winning.
Yeah.
Not being negative about themselves, believing in themselves.
Right.
I mean, God wants us to believe in ourselves more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also have is I got to say this. I wrote a poem, okay?
Okay.
And the poem goes like this. What is a butterfly? It starts as an idea. It progresses from a cocoon. It changes day by day. It beautifies with age. As its colors become more vibrant. It flies so free in the air. It has a certain grace about it. It cheers up humanity. It becomes a rainbow of love. It just happens to be you.
Hmm.
And we're all miracles. And we're all developing our skills and our lives to be a higher vibration, to fly free with God's love and understanding.
Yeah.
So we're all great miracles.
Right.
And we don't accept that, we're going to beat ourselves up and we're going to cause illness and we're going to make ourselves sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why I think we're here at the Colon Therapist Conference, because a group of people who I believe, maybe I'm being biased here. I'm not a colon hydrotherapist, but I say this is perhaps as important of a healing profession as there is, more so than the medical profession. And I say this because most of the medical profession, our perceived need for them is because our colons are backed up. You know, that we end up with 100,000 symptoms.
What happens with a backup sewer in your house? It smells, right?
Yeah.
And becomes toxic, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same thing with the human body. You need to get rid of the toxins in your digestion system, mm-hmm. and if you don't, the lymph system gets inflamed. Inflammation is the key to all illness. So if you can get rid of the inflammation in your colon, your small intestine, and also your stomach,
yeah,
you're going to be much better.
My early years, and I grew up in the 60s or in the 70s, but the 60s when I came onto this planet in this lifetime, the doctors told my mom breast milk, that's old news. We got this stuff in a can. Powder, just add water. This is the stuff. This is the bomb, right? And I was projectiling that stuff out. I'm like, dude, what are you giving me? I'm like a little kid, like I read the label and say, Mom, no, I don't want that. But it was the only sustenance I got. So my body went into a state of what I call adaptation. Those of you who know about Hans Selye, we learned about the adaptation syndrome. And I adapted. I became chronically ill, but I was alive, right? We adapt for survival. But it layered out all kinds of things that led to, of course, being a medical family. Oh, your kid has an infection? Give him an antibiotic. They didn't repair my gut. They didn't give me probiotics, so I needed another antibiotic. And I had skin rashes. I had sinus congestion. I had musculoskeletal inflammation as a child. And then, as I said, severe constipation enough that I had to be hospitalized.
Very simple. It was all lymphatic system.
All corrupted by... Yeah. Modern man.
Yes.
His love affair, if I could call it that, I say his lust more, with synthetic chemistry of the 20th century. And we left the farm. I didn't know what a farm was. I grew up in New York. It was like food come from the grocer's freezer. The fast food restaurants in Florida, we were doing that. And instead of being a delicacy treat once in a while, you know, we would be eating that way more and more and more. And all of that fed the inflammation, like you talked about. The toxins, the lymphatic congestion. And so it took me till about 19 years of age at Emory when I woke up and I said, you know, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. You guys keep giving me, I had 10 years of allergy shots. I had ingestion, inhalers, everything. I can't do this anymore. And the best thing for me is they said, well, maybe you'll grow out of it one day. And I'm thinking, dude, I'm 19, 18. What am I going to grow out of it? And even if I do, what will I have learned? Nothing. But. You know, and these are the things that I met and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to be a doctor. If that's what doctoring is, that's miserable. I can't do that. I want to be happy, right? But I wanted to heal.
Right.
And so it took, you know, 4 or 5 years later where a homeopathic doctor came into my life and I think I had to be ready. I had to learn things so I would hear the message. Otherwise, I might have been shut down to it.
Right. You didn't have the experience of knowing it was bad health.
Yeah, exactly. And so, indelibly, the experience I had, the suffering I had, I'm looking back, I wasn't grateful at the time, but you know how you look back at your pain and you go, you know what, if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't know this and I wouldn't be able to communicate like I do on the radio so much. So I don't know how you say embrace the pain, yet I don't want people to be in pain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you get to that point where you're in the moment and you know, you have that faith, I'm being taken care of, there's no mistake here, there's something to learn, I'll get through this.
What I always tell people is, never give up. When you give up on life, then you lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was told from the doctor that I'd probably never walk again, I said to him, I'm walking out of here. He says, you can't. You have a fractured spine. I said, I'm walking out of here. And 4 weeks later, I crawled out of the hospital, didn't take a wheelchair, and I rubbed my arm up against the wall. It took 2 hours to leave the hospital, but I was not getting in that wheelchair. I had a walker, and I had a cane for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't give up. You got to fight, a good fight.
Right. Let me ask you a nuance about that, never give up. We've got about a minute before break, and then we got one more segment together. Never give up, but yet I learned spiritually on some level we have to learn to surrender, which sounds like giving up, but it's a different concept.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe that?
Well, it's surrendering to God's will. And once you surrender to God's will, let Him take over and do it.
So it's different than that giving up
right,
thing,
it's a whole
right?
different thing. Giving up is like, okay, I'm finished. I'm done for. God doesn't love me. No one loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But He does. And you have to just let Him show you what has to be done.
Right.
Because He's control of everything.
Right. So when we come back from this break, we're going to wrap up with Tommy Rosa. Great, great special hour of healing on NDEs as well. What do we do? Do we have to die and come back to figure this out, the stuff you've figured out? Or is there a way that people can go on about their lives and absorb this information and make it their own, even without that experience? So think about that. We're going to come back with Tommy Rosa after the break and wrap it up.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We have a link, and I hope you get the book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, Tommy Rosa and Stephen Sinatra, MD. Remember, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, book.com. I know it's long, but we have it hyperlinked to make it easy. You just one click and you'll be there. And you get the book, and they say with your receipt you'll get some kind of meditation exercise, something.
When you go on the website, you put your receipt number in, and you get a free meditation and also some health tips.
Meditation and health tips, which is always welcome, and health tips. So I was asking the question for folks out there that maybe have never had this NDE, maybe too intimidating to consider it, right? I'm thinking, you know, when you dream at night, you're probably going somewhere, maybe close perhaps, but I don't know. What's your perspective on this? Do you have to have an NDE to get to this point of awareness and faith and love? What do you think, Tommy?
What I really believe is that each and every one of us has the gift to understand what God love feels like. We have to not worry about what it's going to feel like, just experience it. And when we sleep at night, we do leave our bodies, our conscious bodies, and tie back to our divine self. And that's where it's so important to get in REM sleep, because then when you're in REM sleep, your body can take care of the divine self to heal you. And so many people don't really sleep well, and that's why the healing doesn't take place so much.
Right.
But understanding that God loves you unconditionally is a big issue with us.
Yes.
So we can't see him.
Right.
But you have to have faith that he's there. But
you had an experience that seems to go beyond faith, right?
Well, I was pushed into an experience that I can't question, right? Because I felt it and seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that, you have to believe it that it's going to be there.
Feel it.
Yep, feeling it with God's love. I mean, God's love is with us all the time. We just have to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have fear, And not trusting, it blocks out that love.
Right. Now, this is a, you know, another layer of healing we talk about from time to time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk about physical healing, emotional, mental. I even cover economic and political healing. But today has kind of been spiritual, honestly. And it's not based on a denomination. It's not based on a membership to a church or any theology. This is something, and as I've been talking to the people who've had NDEs, they've been from all religious backgrounds and non-religious backgrounds. And they all talk about the same thing when they come back, this love.
So what I witnessed was, I witnessed somebody that was in my religious faith, and if you have any of that experience, you're going to experience someone in your religious faith. But there really is no religion in heaven.
Yeah, I was
it's
thinking,
all spiritual.
Did somebody apply for 501c3 special religious freedom status on, in heaven to get permission to do? Right, you know, we have these institutions, and they serve a purpose, too, for social reasons, for support reasons, and do good work. And some people will look back in history and say, you know what, I'm not into the organized religion. I've seen some bad things they've done. But that's the nature of people and things that down
in general,
here,
mm-hmm.
right, on the earth plane, shall we say. But we don't have to be limited by that. Right?
Those people here for us to experience the negative side of them, to realize that they're not right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to figure out that the positive side is the correct way to do it.
Yeah. And I found that we could serve in any capacity. You don't have to be overtly serving in a church, synagogue, mosque to be spiritual. In fact, in many cases, it's the simplest things that you do, even in the most mundane of jobs, that you bring enlightenment and love to someone else. And you may not have a frock or a label at all. Mm-hmm. And you're giving this love, you're bringing the smiles. Leave a trail of smiles, I've heard.
Well, one of the revelations is the revelation of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So your purpose can be taking care of an elderly parent. Your purpose can be taking care of kids in the school, right? Or even opening up a door for somebody and give a smile. Mm-hmm. That could be a purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have purposes. And we have to find our purpose. Because once you find your purpose, then your body starts to raise its vibration because you're feeling good about what you're doing to help others.
Mm-hmm. What is your purpose? We've heard about purpose-driven life. I'm most aligned and drawn to people on a mission. You know, and we might not have the same mission, but as long as it's an uplifting one, whatever way, there's that bond of love that we kind of get drawn together. You know, folks, and they could be from any background, any country around the world, and energetically we're drawn together.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And we don't know how and why and when, but it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope we can cannot cross paths again sometime soon, Tommy. It's been a great,
same
great
here.
Hour. You know, I didn't know where it would go. I knew it would be awesome, though.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Tommy Rosa, the book is Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. Go pick it up. There are links for all sorts of things that bring that power to heal back to you, because that's what my mission is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So thank you, Tommy.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I will remind you, as he's helped us to remind each other, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.